Here at Whack My Bush, we have the same worries as everyone else. Will I ever pay off the mortgage? Will I ever be able to wear my wife's knickers without stretching them out of shape? Is my cat gay? But as if all that isn't enough, here's a little worry to add to your list. The USA has over 10,000 nuclear warheads, and George W's got access to the big red button. It's no wonder some of us have trouble sleeping.
Five aces again? Are you sure you ain't cheating, Barney? Okay, I'll pay. But if it wasn't for the rule that says players called Barney get 3 times more cards than anyone else, I'd be whooping your ass. Okay, double or quits. Your winning streak can't go on forever.
Betty, leave the buffet alone. We've got work to do.
But it's all so tasty.
Oh, shoot! I was supposed to be thinking up of a way of getting our troops out of Iraq this afternoon, not playing cards. If Connie finds out I've lost half the welfare budget to you, I'm in trouble.
Put the Volvan down and step away from the cold cuts. God damn it, Dick, I said no guns in the house.
Barney, you create a diversion while I hide the cards.
George, are you ready for your meeting with Tony and... Get off my leg, you horny little bastard!
Barney? Hey, I said I needed a diversion, not a floor show!
Goddamn dog, the worst thing is, that's the only action I've had in a month.
Hi, George!
Alright, George.
Tony! Fatty! What are you doing here?
Well, I can't vouch for Tony, but I've just come along for the free grub.
Typical. We're here for the annual test of our nuclear weapons systems. You know, you put in your key, I put in mine, we test the nukes are ready for world obliteration, and then we can rest easy knowing that the world is safe in our peaceful hands for another year.
And the sooner we get it off with, the sooner we can eat.
Okay, guys, it's just like a swingers party. Kit off, keys out, and let's go for it.
Here's mine, Condi.
And ours should be on a hook under George's desk. George, where's the key?
What key?
The key for the nukes. The key we've just been talking about.
We've been talking about a key?
George, this is real important. Remember the key that hangs under your desk?
Oh, yeah! The super magic key that you said was extra special?
That's it. The one I told you never to touch.
Unless I wanted you to break my arms and legs. Yes, what about it?
Where is it?
I don't know.
Well, there's a surprise.
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Why so worried, Condi? I mean, you've got a spare one, right?
That was the spare one. George accidentally swallowed the other one and then flushed before he could retrieve it.
How the hell do you accidentally swallow a key?
It's surprisingly easy, Fatty. Allow me to demonstrate using Tony's key.
George, no!
See?
Whack my bush.
Now, George, remember, do not flush.
Candy.
Right, Sam. Are you ready to pick it up when he's done?
No, I ain't. This ain't cool. I thought I was signing a contract to join the cast of West Wing. Now to become a fucking janitor, if I ever catch my agent...
Oh, shush. You get to keep your tips? What are you complaining about?
Fuck me. This is almost enough to put me off my dinner.
Then how come you've got a pork pie in your hand?
I said almost enough.
You! I've done it!
Great, you're up, Sam.
No way, bitch. What have I done to deserve this?
I got 2 words for you. Mace Windu.
Fuck it. But this is the last time you used that as a reason to make me do your dirty work.
Whew! Hey, I'd give it half an hour if I were you.
That is a smelly shit.
Whack. My bush.
Boy, I bet you must be glad to get your key back, Tony.
Not really, no.
Okay, we got a serious situation here. We scoured the White House and can't find our key.
Yeah, not only is the key missing, but so's my coffee mug with I'm the President written on it.
So, why don't we just use our key to test the nukes? Then we have a slap-up dinner, go home, leave you to it.
Well, it's not that simple. We need both keys to test the system.
Okay, so we don't test the system this year.
Job done. See you next year. Dinner time.
No, you see, if the system isn't tested, there's a fail-safe mechanism.
And what does that do? Condi, is there something you're not telling us?
Well, you see, it's a funny thing, but the fail-safe kind of fires all nuclear weapons at their targets.
Sorry, I didn't catch that.
The fail-safe fires all the nuclear weapons
if the test hasn't been made...
But what? What? How could you...
How can that be a fail-safe system? It's a fail-fucking-insane end-of-the-world system.
We thought if we made the consequences of not testing really serious, then we'd never forget.
What fucking monkey-brained idiot thought that up?
Hey, don't you talk about my daddy that way.
So we've got approximately 37 hours to test the system before...
The end of the world.
That's it! George, this time I'm going to kill you! Ow! Don't hit me! It's my dad!
Oh! Well, I suppose we should look at the bright side.
Bright side?
After this, no one's gonna give a flying fuck about the war in Iraq.
Whoops! I guess it's apocalypse time. Again. So, they've got 37 hours to save the world from nuclear annihilation. This scenario has parody of a famous TV series written all over it. Can our knuckleheads stop the nukes, or will we be facing the nuclear winter of our discontent? Find out in the next atom-splitting episode of...
Whack My Bush.
Hi there, bushwhackers. Tony B here again.
And me.
Yeah, and Fatboy too. Listen, just thought you should know, if you want to hear the other episodes in this storyline, then go to the website whackmybush.com and subscribe to the show. It's a 3-month subscription that works out at 25 pence a show. That's around 45 cents, according to Gordon and his treasury cronies. With the subscription, you get 2 shows a week and full access to our archive, which is over 7 hours of our adventures.
Aye, and unlike our manifesto pledges or all that bollocks we fed the UN about weapons of mass destruction, this is for real.
So get over to www.whackmybush.com and subscribe.
Sorry, Tony.
Christ, I can't take you anywhere.